Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good day. It's another edition of the Fallscast brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Quaker Falls, Ohio, where we're recording on Sunday, September 22nd. And apparently today is the first day of fall, I believe.
Yes.
It's like, is it really officially the first day of fall?
I believe so.
Huh. Well, it's definitely starting to feel a little bit. I mean, it was warm yesterday, but the leaves are falling. It is? Okay.
At 8:44 a.m.
Oh, well, hello,
it's
fall.
It's been 2 hours.
Nice. Well, you know, fall so far has been treating us well. How about you guys?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I've had a great summer.
Yeah?
So
yeah.
Far, and fall's doing good, yeah.
All 2 hours of it.
Yeah.
I could leaf it either way.
Oh, boy. You're going to miss Steven today, aren't you? Not having anybody to play with. Yeah.
Yes. Barking up that wrong tree. Going on a limb.
You really need a branch out of those.
Oh, no.
Going for the corny jokes. The acorny jokes.
Oh, no. No.
Well, this pop into our... Okay, yeah, that one didn't work quite as well.
I was going to say, rooting it into humor.
Drink your coffee. Just keep drinking your coffee.
Trying to wake up. These are the jokes, people.
These are the jokes. Bump.
We don't have, like we said, we don't have the Mulays today, but we have Kathy.
Yay.
Good morning.
Boo.
We've got Mike.
Boo.
Yay.
Hello. Van.
Hello. Boo. Wow. Okay.
And myself.
Yay.
Boo. Everybody gets a boo.
Oh, yes. Mike. He's cranky.
Be sure to check out our website where we have had more city council news popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have, it'll be getting posted, get ready for October here real soon, because we only have a week till October.
What?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I agree. Our calendar of events.
Yay.
Thank you, Kathy, for sending me a whole bunch last night.
Yay, yeah. Kathy.
It is now just about three full pages.
Man.
For October.
We got a lot of things going on here.
There is. October is full.
That is nice.
Be sure to send your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the paper and of the show. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, and you can also email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com. Sorry, I started yawning when I was right when I knew it was coming too, and I couldn't stop it.
I agree. It's that boring.
Must have coffee.
Yes.
Plus, review us whatever podcast catcher you use. And most of all, check your voter registration status. And early voting's coming up.
Yay. Vote.
Yeah. When does that start? We were just talking about that.
I believe October 8th.
October 8th.
Okay. Okay. Where you can vote in person, right? Where you can go into the Summit County election.
BOE.
Yeah.
Yes. October 8th through November 3rd.
Okay.
At your County Board of Elections office.
And that's in Akron, right? Downtown Akron. What street is that on? That? Yeah, we've done it a couple times, early voting. I will tell you that my daughter, who lives in Japan, sent for her absentee ballot, and she got it. So she's going to be able to vote. So if you know anybody that is overseas or going to be absent, make sure that they get their absentee ballot request in so they can vote in this very important election.
Obviously, remember, vote early and vote once.
Yes, yeah. Vote only one time. Pick or choose. Can't do both. Can't do in person and absentee ballots, of course.
No matter what some people say.
Yeah.
Early voting location is 500 Grant Street.
500 Grant Street. Okay.
So before we jump into the roundtable, how's everybody been?
Good.
Yeah,
we are officially empty nesters again. The youngest one moved into Chicago, and she's all getting herself settled and stuff. So we are down to just one cat instead of the two cats now. So that's
one,
I think,
happy
been
cat.
Yeah, our cat, I think, is a lot happier now. And it's quiet in the house. It's a little weird and eerie, and I don't know, maybe I can get some advice from our listeners if anybody has any good advice for empty nesters on what we're supposed to do with ourselves now. Mike and I are like, okay, now what are we doing?
Whatever the hell we want.
Whatever the hell we want. But what is that? What is it that we want? So yeah, it's a little strange because, you know, they've been in college and they would go away for college, so we were like partial empty nesters, but they would always come back. But now, you know, she's graduated from college, moving on. It feels weird. It feels different. So yeah, crazy. But we're here. First day of fall. Loving fall weather right now. We watched a movie outside last night. Mike got this screen and we have a projector screen and went out in the little pergola thing that Mike made this summer, which is super nice. And we watched The Boy and the Heron. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet or not. That was so freaking confusing. It was so confusing. I am a big fan of Studio Ghibli movies. I love them. But that one, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, the movie was absolutely gorgeous.
It was done well. It's just, I don't know if our streaming device was buffering and skipped parts or what, but man, it jumped from like one scene to another and there was no link at all. Like,
what just, like, we what both thought we stroked out at the same time.
I'm like, did I zone out and wake up and what the, just abrupt hard cut to something completely different. It did not make sense. And it happened like two or three times and then just ends like,
you're like, what just happened? What
was the just point like of this? Had this weird ending. It's just like, what the fuck just, what did I watch?
I have to say that usually when I watch any kind of like the Studio Ghibli movies or whatever, I have to watch them a couple of times to really really understand them. And I know that it has a lot of like Japanese lore and their stories. So that it seems more familiar to them than maybe what we're trying to watch it in a different culture, not coming in with the understanding. So a lot of times we'll have to look it up and say, what was this? Why, like Spirited Away or Howl's Moving Castle or whatever. Yeah,
Spirited Away really like what?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's more, I mean, because it's their what do I want to say? That not the historical context, but their stories that they have, it makes a little bit more sense to them, I think, because those are their storylines than when we're coming in here and we're like, what is going on? But so I might watch it again just to see whether or not something flipped, you know, or skipped when we were watching it, or if we just missed a scene or something to understand how it just kind of had an abrupt transition. We're like, why is he here now? We don't even know what's going on. So, but it was so nice to be able to sit outside and listen to the crickets and just kind of watch a movie, kind of getting those
awesome,
you know, last days of nice weather out there. What about you guys?
Nothing that fun, that's for sure.
No.
I just saw the movie the other night. I saw the TV glow.
The what?
I saw the TV glow.
I saw the TV.
I've heard such good things about it. Everyone was raving about it, but I wasn't. It's sort of a case of like it's all about like nostalgia. It's this kid in the 90s, abused a father, and he still finding himself, and he gets hooked on this show it's supposed to be, he thinks it's sort of like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer type show. And then like later in life he sits down and watches it and it's like, this is not what I recall. He realizes, oh, this is a lot cheesier than, but it's the whole thing is like the friend who he makes who gets him into the show, she has lost touch with reality and thinks that she's part of the show and all that. But like throughout the show, throughout the movie, it's hard to tell, like, okay, well, is he remembering this correctly or is this actually what happened?
Oh, is it sort of a comedy or is it more of a serious?
It is very serious.
Okay. What is it on?
It's on Max.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's made by A24 and they always make great stuff.
It's
on Max, and honestly, since A24, it might be on Hoopla, the library app. So
really?
Yeah.
Hoopla.
What is this Hoopla that you speak of?
Oh, it is a free library app.
I have it downloaded.
What is all this Hoopla about Hoopla?
Oh, boy.
I'm stuck in a time Hoopla.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, other than that, nothing big. Except for if you can see behind me. I don't know actually if you can't see me, Jamie. The very, very tall Stitch on the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it now.
I just have to put his cranium on.
Oh.
Why does he have no
what
head?
What is that, Legos?
It is a an off-brand of an off-brand of an off-brand of Chinese knockoff Legos.
Okay.
Okay.
They are very weird, and they're not completely sticking together on the top. Oh, so
super glue.
It comes with a mallet, if that tells you.
Okay.
Okay.
And they still, like, the further I get to the top, the more it doesn't want to stay. And it's one of those, I got to be really careful that I don't hit it too hard and then, you know, the entire half falls off. Yeah. But yeah.
So if that we hear, like, a loud scream today sometime, you know it's because it fell apart.
Yeah. Well, I can always put it back together.
That's true. That's true.
But I got that at Hartville Flea Market, and it was like, ooh, a good deal.
The evil flea market.
I've been there for a while. I'm very yawny. I'm sorry. I keep muting myself.
Me too. Yawning. And I am too right now.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't that the 90s piano guy, Yanni? Sorry.
Oh, jeez. You're trying.
Nah, I don't know. My brain's just not working today.
That's all right.
More coffee.
More coffee. Coffee's life. I love coffee.
Okay, I'm glad I'm glad I finally got to see the entirety of that message. because I did not see the word to.
Oh, you didn't like that? I love.
And so I just saw, yeah. All I saw was I heart fart.
Whoa, that's true. He does that too.
Oh, I'll take a permanent marker and put in Bart.
Oh, I love Bart. The girls got him that coffee cup long time ago.
Everyone away.
Let's be clear. I did absolutely nothing wrong. I'm not to blame. It's not my fault. This is just to say. If Sheen had pooped like every day, this would have all just blown away. But he'll be out of there in no time. No one's gonna blame me. I'll be doing just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. The pedicure.
So we'll jump into the round table and we'll start with the fun news that everybody loves to talk about.
Ooh, what's
politics.
That? Politics.
So we've had multiple things in our general area lately that have been insane. Mm-hmm.
Such as?
The darling Portage County Sheriff.
What's wrong with him? I don't know. I haven't heard anything. What's going on?
Did something happen?
He is still trying to figure out how to be a councilman keyboard. I mean, he's almost there. He's almost there.
Oh, shit.
You know, we know some people, though, that we can maybe get them in touch with, and they could, like, you know, give them some advice.
But, I mean, it just took one post for him to get that far.
Gosh. Such a...
Oh, that's funny.
So, if people don't know what we're talking about, what was it that he posted, Bart? Do you have that up?
Yeah, I have the screenshot.
All right, what did he say?
In which he says he first refers to the vice president as a laughing hyena.
Sweet. I love it.
And then states that he will write down, tells everyone else to write down addresses of people who have her yard signs so that when the, quote, illegal human locust supports need places to live, that they'll have the addresses of the new families.
Oh, yeah. What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that he posted that not only on his personal page, but on his official page, sheriff's page, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Have your personal opinion, whatever, do it on your personal page. But when the minute you start putting it as the Portage County Sheriff or your political page, that's an issue.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a major issue.
Now, it does say in this that a member of the Board of Elections, Randy Kleitz, posted on Facebook admonishing this and also made a motion on Friday morning to remove the sheriff's office presence from the Board of Elections office in Ravenna. The motion was passed 3-1.
Who was that one person that didn't vote for that?
That's a good question. I do not know entirely.
I mean, just logically thinking, if you use the brain logic and take politics out of it, if you have an individual that's already willingly putting this kind of vile crap out for the public to see, maybe that person should not be in charge of safety of our elections. And I don't know who would think that, no, this guy's fine. Let's go ahead and let him, you know, be part of the safety of our elections. I just don't get it. Somebody make it make sense to me.
I can't make it make sense. Sorry. No.
It hurts my heart, really, honestly, when I think about how this is not, I mean, if it was just this one-off person, all right, we could like swoop it off and say, okay, he's cuckoo, you know, let them vote him out of being the sheriff. He obviously shouldn't be in the position that he's in. But we have so many, like almost half of our country defending behavior like this.
Yeah.
With their vote on this party and this kind of politics. And I don't understand how it's healthy. I don't know how this is healthy for democracy. I don't know how it's healthy for our country to just demonize half of the other country because you don't like who they're voting for, or demonizing immigrants that are coming into our country. And I'd say a lot of them legally, a lot of them are coming in the proper way. And, you know, and they try to distinguish themselves with saying, oh, we're talking normally about illegal immigrants, but they're not. When they start talking, they just don't want anybody from another country coming here. And it's just baffling to me how anybody can be that angry.
Hateful?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to think of what word. It just, I don't know. It just kind of makes me sad.
So, right. If you equate a human being as a locust or as a,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of dehumanizing them. And, you know, that's something that like Nazis do.
What I love is that he responded after that. It was a post that said that it says, I do have a First Amendment right, as do all citizens. And then it says Sheriff Bruce Zukowski Limited, who can comment on this post.
Really? Oh, so he said no. Okay, right. So I mean, I think that's a fair, I think that's a fair debate we can have in our country is, you know, where do the First Amendments kind of work, and when can you not kind of have that? I mean, if you're putting it on your personal page, that's one thing. If you're talking as I'm Joe Smith and I'm saying X, Y, Z as an individual, all right, yeah, that is a protective right to be able to say it. You're not protected from consequences of what you're saying. We're allowed to, you know, say something about it, or you could get fired from your job, or you could be, you know, publicly shamed for saying it. All that stuff is not a violation of your First Amendment right, because then that's our First Amendment right to be able to say, no, we don't like you because of the way you're saying. But if you're putting it on a political page, the sheriff is an electable office, right? Your people are electing them in. So I would say that's a political position, right? And you're putting it on your political page. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are a lot smarter with politics than I am, and I'm saying it incorrectly, but I think that my very elementary understanding of this remains true, that that's where there's a difference, is where if you're saying it on your own personal page as your own personal individual, but when you're actually saying it as the sheriff, that's where we can get in.
Okay. It's just better. It says, I, as the elected sheriff, do have a First Amendment right. And then at the bottom of that paragraph, I am a lawman, not a politician.
What?
But he's a very biased lawman. That would be the minimum.
Yeah, you don't want to think that somebody who is in that kind of authoritarian position that, you know, you can arrest people, you're, you know.
You know, it's not just that. If you look at his page where it's the sheriff page, it's not Portage County Sheriff page. It's him as listed as sheriff, whatever his name is. So there's, if you browse through there, there's multiple things on there where he calls out woke Congress people and then this and that. There's multiple things. So it's not just the whole locust immigrants. He's down on anyone that's basically not a mega person, it seems like. So, you know, if you get pulled over and you got a Harris sticker on your car,
it's like you're probably
already on the wrong side of him, you know?
Yeah. Justice is supposed to be blind, right? So when you start getting into this extreme opinions on half of the population, I think that there's a problem there.
Well, hopefully this all brings more attention to, I mean, to him. So if people were there and then get pulled over, maybe more people will be recording stuff just in case for their own protection, mm-hmm. in case something happens or something is said. You know, it's going to bring a lot more attention to him, good and bad, that he might not want.
He's up for election this year?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, people of Portage County, let's see if they want to tolerate that kind of behavior.
Yeah. And it went national. So I think a lot of people, even national, are like donating to his opponent.
Mm.
Even though they can't vote for him, they've got money poured in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't make you, you know, Ohio has not looked good last.
I was just about ready to say that. Yeah.
With different stories. It is.
We're not looking very good, are we? Yeah.
Yeah. We can say we're not all like this.
We are not. We are not. Something else happened about to kind of like make Ohio look bad in the press. What's going on?
Like how many bomb scares have we had in the last 2 weeks?
Why was there bomb scares?
30 that I know of.
Oh, 30? That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think that was as of a couple days ago or some shit. Sometime during last week, they said they received 30 bomb threats, I think it was.
And I mean, I know we've had some in Akron. Well, in Springfield, I know we've had some in Akron.
Really? Oh, gosh sake. I haven't heard that.
But yeah,
there's a lot of heat going on. I mean, there's the temperature of our country is so high right now, and it has become us against them. And it just feels like we're really on the verge of something extremely bad happening. And yes, I am nervous for this election for whoever wins, because I'm not sure about the pressure. I think that obviously I think everybody's listening knows what side we lay on. So if the person we would like to win wins, I think there's going to be probably problems and vice versa. And it does make me a little bit nervous about how acceptable it seems to be able to talk about other human beings the way that we have been talking about them. And I don't know. We got to have some kind of shift. There has to be something that takes the temperature down, or we're going to lose this democracy. I mean, I don't mean to be like an alarmist, but it does make me really, really nervous to see how easily
lose this democracy. We're going to lose this country, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very nervous. I'm very nervous about it, and I can't lay all the blame on the other side. I think that our temperature is up too, because we're dealing with somebody who we truly believe could be dangerous to our democracy. I mean, he's kind of proven that.
Yes, but which side will storm a Capitol over losing an election?
I agree. I agree.
Which side is more apt to go, you know, arm up and quote unquote be patriots and defend this, you know, republic? You know, that's the problem is, you know, yes, most Democrats may be upset that at a loss, but we're not going to take up arms to go against the government because it's quote unquote an unfair election or a rigged election or be pulled up in that. Whereas most of the Republicans can be swept up and, you know, say, oh, we're the true patriots. We need to go fight for this, you know, democracy or this republic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry, you lost.
The mentality that I see on the other side, which is what's scary to me, is that I think they view what they're doing as a resistance movement,
mm-hmm.
where they think that they are protecting. It's just this.
Their constitutional rights, you know, for this and that. You know, it's like, yes, I understand that and I applaud you for that. But the fact is, you're interfering
in a violent way. I mean, that's the kind of I understand that we also probably should talk a little bit about that. There has been two now attempts on former President Trump's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. That is not how I think our country should be run, where, you know, we just take out the person because we don't like his policies or what he's trying to say. No matter how horrible of a human being I really feel like he believes, I do not think that violence is ever the solution to a political campaign. I don't know.
Right, because once, accepting that and being okay with that,
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
It cannot be acceptable. Yeah.
It cannot be acceptable. And
but people got to vote. You have to vote. That's the way you get rid of it.
You got to vote. I think that's probably, maybe we'll just come back around and be a little bit of a positive side on it, is that we have the ability to vote. We can vote who we want into office. We can vote for a change in how we speak to one another, look at the candidates and see, are they putting these stupid Facebook pages, posts on there, demonizing an entire half of the community, or are they talking about change and talking about, you know, taking their job and knowing that it's for everybody. It doesn't matter whether or not you agree with them politically or not. And who is that person? Who is that person going to do that? And not just make the whole other half of the population be, what did he call them?
Locusts.
Locusts. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. Vote, I guess. That's basically, you know, volunteer for a candidate that you think is doing a good job trying to keep the temperature down and who's doing a job that is for everybody, not just a small faction of the country. And that's really all what we can do right now.
I agree.
Thank you, Bart. I'm not sure if that was a well-formed thought or not, because I feel like my brain is, yeah, not working right, but there is this frustration and it's kind of scary. And I don't know what's going to happen. Let's say that it goes the way that we think or hope it goes and the person we want to win wins. My fear is what's going to happen. And are we, just because after, you know, it's not going to be over after the election is over.
Oh, no.
No.
And we're going to have to kind of come to a, what is it? Come to a Jesus moment, right? We're going to have a come to Jesus moment where we're going to have to figure out what kind of country we want. And do we want a country for everybody, or do we want it to be a country just for a few select people? And I don't know.
That's the problem is the MAGA movement is not going to go away anytime soon. It was the Tea Party Republicans, and now it's become MAGA, and it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
You know, you vilify it anyone who's different Trump. Or...
Yeah.
No, and that's the problem is, you know, like, yeah, you had a bipartisan bill, you know, to quote unquote close the border or fix the border and whatnot. And then his influence just, you know, shut it down, you know, and that's because you got enough fucking maggots in Congress that will support the douchebag, you know.
Yeah. Or they're afraid of him. They're afraid they're going to lose their election because they're not supporting him and his extremisms. I mean, that's a problem where you have people out there. There are really, really good people that are Republicans. There are people out there that are conservative and they truly, truly want what's best for the country. But I think that they're being overshadowed with these loudmouth people that just seem to just want it their way or no way. And, you know, damn everybody else. And we'll just bulldoze down everybody else that gets in our way to have our kind of vision. And those people are going to still be out there even when we get rid of Trump. I mean, Trump's not going to be around forever. I mean, he is he's like 78 years old or 76. I don't know. How old is he? He's, you know, but that movement's going to keep going. And
you had established Republicans, you know, like, you know, Cheney and whatnot that have flipped on him, you know, and it's like, you know, I have friends I used to work with that were conservative Republicans that can't stand fucking MAGA and, you know, Donald Trump and what it's become, you know. Yeah, we can disagree on how to get to a common point, but the fact that you're basing most of your shit on fear and exclusionary policies and whatnot, it's fucking bullshit.
Right. And that's how all the people that support him are, the Republicans that do support him, they're afraid of what would happen to them if they don't support him.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't want someone, a leader, to where everyone's afraid of them. That's a dictator to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You gotta have people around you that can speak up. You know what I mean? When they think you're doing something wrong or.
Yeah. He wants yes men. He wants yes men. That's all he wants. And they're there. He's never had anyone that's told him no.
Right.
And that's the problem.
He's surrounded by them. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's.
That's why he fucking won advance, because he's a fucking yes man. You know, he's a fucking weak leader and he's just. Yeah, sorry.
No, well, his approval rating is lower than Trump's, which is funny that they picked him.
He's a total tool bag. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's offensive to tools. I know it is, but he's a tool bag. Because he's like this, I don't even know where he came from. It's like he wrote this book and then all of a sudden he becomes this weird politician in Ohio for such a short time, and now he's going to be like the vice president candidate or vice president choice, I don't know, of Trump's. And it's like, where the hell did this guy? He's so freaking odd.
I will say, I'm glad he picked him and not Jordan, because I cannot stand hearing Jim Jordan. If he was on the news, if he was talking every single day, I might lose my mind.
I don't know how he's still there. I don't get it.
Gerrymandering, that's how.
Yeah,
very that's exactly. how they fucking are still there.
I just saw a post that was shared in one of the library groups I'm in, that it was a bookstore that was raising money for charity, and you could bid like so much money, and the more money you spent, the more minutes they would keep Vance's book off the shelf. Like it was on display, and it was like, bid to keep it, you know, this many minutes, we will take it off display.
Oh, that's funny.
And that someone actually hilarious. Had like actually paid enough for 3 hours off the display.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh well.
So we will dig into more local news. Yes. And speaking of something that's for everybody, not just one individual person, State Road.
Oh, yes.
So the Beacon just put out an article this weekend about changes in State Road. If you've driven down the road, you'll see that the old Ponderosa building, the exterior has been taken down. Yeah, it's gutted a lot.
Really? I haven't been down there in a couple weeks. We should probably maybe take a trip, just drive down there.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be, like, another restaurant is supposed to be moving in there, but there's no word on when. But I think that's part of why they're getting rid of the Ponderosa exterior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that it'd be ready. But
we know a long time ago it was supposed to be a barbecue place, but...
Yeah.
Huh.
That was like years ago that somebody, I can't remember the name of it. It was like a smaller chain kind of thing, but they were supposed to put in a little barbecue restaurant there, but I don't remember the name of it offhand. I thought it just fell through. I don't know if that's still the intent or what or who is moving in there.
It says that Walters has been told that a family style restaurant is in the works, but won't be coming until sometime next year.
Okay.
You mean it's not a car wash / vape store? Because that's the go-to, what everyone wants to criticize. If it's a car wash or vape store, it's a vape shop.
Oh, golly. All right.
But just outside, like on the tree lawn there.
Devil Strip.
Yes.
Come on, we're in Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, Devil Strip.
But there's a new sign similar to the signs downtown talking about showing that, you know, it's the State Road Shopping District.
We saw those. Yeah.
And business district and stuff
like
that.
Yeah. Movement's happening.
So they're currently
not
working
fast
on
enough
it.
For some people.
But on Tuesday, October 15th at 6 p.m. at the Downtown Pavilion, there will be a corridor studies public open house that will be focusing on South State Road and the Bailey Road corridors. So you can, you know, hear what they're planning on doing and make your voice heard.
That's happening on Front Street.
On Front Street.
Ugh, Front Street. Yes. Why is the focus on Front Street? We have to go to Front Street to talk about State Road. I'm sorry. It's so stupid. I know.
The Bailey Road corridor. That's a small, tiny little corridor, but
yeah,
it's
but
cool
it has
over
a couple,
there. But...
Yeah, it has nice little buildings over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, excellent.
Next, this Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m., it's the grand opening of the Black Tiger Family Center.
Yay.
So they're still looking for donations. New shoes. They have specified not Crocs.
Not Crocs.
Aw. Poor Crocs.
New socks, underwear, wired headphones, and wired mice to help with learning. And this is over inside Schnee Learning Center.
Yeah, we talked about this previously, I think, in other podcasts that were coming on there, and I think it's a great idea. So, excellent.
So, something really exciting. Speaking of Front Street,
yes.
Glazed Donut Shop, still under construction, but they will be open early 2025.
Delicious.
Oh.
I'll get my Homer Simpson on.
Yes.
I'm still not entirely sure where they're supposed to be going in, because I'm pretty sure where they're showing is the walkway up to the parking deck.
Yeah, it's where the child guidance place used to be, which is right beside the walkway. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's very difficult to tell. Right, yeah.
Yep.
Damn, so, chillins don't need guidance. Give them a glazed donut.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that coffee must be kicking in now. Your brain's starting to work on. That was a good one. You make me laugh.
Guffaw, guffaw.
This bit of older news now, but on Labor Day, Holly Strano was fired from WKUIC. She had previously, how long ago was that? I think it was over the summer. Yeah.
That was last summer.
Yeah. She got into a drunk driving accident. Oh, no, it was Thanksgiving.
Was it Thanksgiving?
You're right. Oh, that's right. It was. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. She hit a utility pole in the falls.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 times legal limit.
Yes. She got lucky.
Well, not quite now. No. They kind of pushed her off until, like, the dead zone of the news. And now here on Labor Day, she posted, it sounded when she first posted it as she's leaving. But no. She was fired.
Fired. Mm. Yeah.
Decided to part ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I decided to part ways when my key card didn't work to get into the building anymore.
Yeah. That's usually a good notification.
Yeah, that usually is. That usually means, you know, you're probably not welcome there anymore.
When security meets you at the door with a box.
Yeah.
That's usually not indicative of a good day for you.
Anytime I go into work, I see if my key card still works, and I'm like, yes.
Is it a yes, or is it a...
it's true. Some days, I'm
what's the
like,
yes for? It could be a good yes, could be a bad yes.
Like, oh, man.
So, basically, the forecast looks cloudy for her.
Oh.
Well played, sir. Well played.
On, what day is it? October 13th is Kenny King's birthday.
Yay! Yay! How old is he going to be?
He is turning 80.
Oh, yes. It's so great.
Which, if I remember, it is also... Oh, no, it's a Sunday. Never mind. I thought it was a Friday.
Well, see, I'm not entirely sure if this day is his birthday or it's just when the party is. But there's currently a GoFundMe page. A GoFundMe page for the party. And any money that's left over, any unused funds, will be donated to the instrumental music patrons to support student music in Quagga Falls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he said Kenny won specifically to the Quagga Falls Marching Band.
Very cool.
But there's going to be a part.
They have raised $965. They have a $2,000 goal.
And I mean, people are still donating as of 4 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on Sunday, October 13th, 1 to 5, at the Downtown Pavilion, again, the donations will cover food, cake, a live band, and a limo ride for Kenny.
I love it. He's going to be so excited. Oh.
So, yeah, huge party for him, organized by the mayor.
Yeah, it looks like this GoFundMe was the mayor also is organizing that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'll share the link to the GoFundMe in the show notes. But yeah, definitely, this should be fun.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. He is all Cuyahoga Falls. It's just wonderful.
Yep. Speaking of, I need to add that to the calendar of events, because that's one I didn't add.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Bart.
That'll bring it up to 3 pages. Weekend of October 4th through the 6th at the Summit County Fairgrounds is the Summit County Home Expo. Basically, it's a home expo. Free admission.
Expo of homes.
Is it free admission? Okay. I don't know. I've never been to one. I wonder what it is Have you guys ever been to the a home expo?
At the IX Center. But
at the IX Center? What kind of stuff do they have?
John S. Knight Center, I've been to them.
Okay.
It's like all kinds of home stuff, like from home improvement to, all kinds of stuff. It's hard to explain, but.
Okay.
I remember going to one as a kid when the furniture guys were there. They used to have a show on HGTV. But again, I was a kid the last time I went to one of these, so.
Huh.
But it looks like it should be interesting if you're interested in that.
We are. Maybe it's something we should check out. It's free to go, you're saying? Free parking?
It is free to go.
Oh, well, maybe we should check that out, Michael.
I mean.
Or not.
Okay.
I need to go myself.
As you said, as you have said, now that it's an empty nest.
I know. I need to keep him busy with projects.
I got plenty of projects.
I can give you more projects. Don't you worry.
No.
He always gets a little nervous when I come in. And, I've been thinking.
No.
Yeah, no thinking.
Stop.
What if we just remove this wall and we just.
No. No.
I got great ideas.
Uh-huh.
So, second to last thing on our list. Next month is October, a week away.
Yeah.
Run in. No.
First off, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That will be in your head forever.
Doom, 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 doom.
So, Citywide Trick or Treat is October 26th, 6 to 9.
6 to 9. Is that longer, isn't it?
It's a little longer.
They normally go like 6 to 8, I thought.
Huh. Oh, well.
More time to sit out in the car and nobody walk by.
We get a lot of kids. We've been getting a lot.
Not
of
as many as we used to.
No, yeah. Well,
used to get a veritable shit ton.
That is from last year. Also, that's not it.
Oh, it was till 9 o'clock last year? Man.
It was 8 o'clock last year. I wonder if I wrote it down wrong.
Way to go, Bart.
Hey, the City Hall page says 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, screwed up. Okay.
Oh, gosh, Bart. Can't even.
Way to go, Bart.
Fake news. Jeez. Freaking liberal news.
Okay.
Lamestream media.
Yes, we are.
Live fact checking.
Yep. Why are you always just fact checking Bart? Sorry. Oh, boy.
It took an hour away from me eating candy, that's all.
It did. I'm sorry.
Sad.
Yeah.
Okay. So October 26th from 6 to 8 is Citywide Trick or Treat.
Delicious.
And Downtown Trick or Treat on Front Street is October 12th from 3 to 5.
Ooh.
There will not be a costume contest at Trick or Treat this year.
Oh.
Because there usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah. They will have the Nightmare on Front Street event again this year on Sunday, October 20th from 12 to 5. That's the more boozy version of the Downtown Trick or Treat.
More of the adult version.
Instead of the City Hall Trick or Treat this year, there's going to be a Quirk-O-Ween.
Oh.
Trying to say that 10 times fast.
Quirk-O-Ween, 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 Quirk-O-Ween.
They'll be trick-or-treating at the Quirk Center on October 18th from 4:30 to 6:30.
I love this time of year.
And then, of course, the Halloween display tour happening all month long. Yes. And I will share the link for that if you want to submit your business or your home for that tour.
We're seeing some pretty good displays out. I mean, we're kind of driving around and we're seeing a few. We're just like, look at you guys. Yeah.
And again, driving over that way yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw major. It was like right between two Trump signs, but
Yeah. We know where you're talking about. Yeah. It is. It's awesomely done. Yeah. But what's more scarier? It's true. It's Halloween. Maybe that's what we can do. Oh, Mike, I got ideas. All right.
Uh-oh.
The scariest house.
Are you going to build a giant skeleton out of Trump signs?
Yeah. I'm not, Bart.
I'm just going to have a big old hairpiece hanging out over the yard.
I have an idea, Mike.
Oh, God.
Get your tools out.
It'll be great.
It'll be the best display ever.
It'll be the best display ever. Everybody says so.
And finally, we talked about this last time. Remember that there's a Joy Jar at Shelf Life Bookstore. So next time you're in there, you know, write down what brings you joy and put it in the jar.
Yes.
And I haven't talked to Danielle since then. I'll have to check in with her to see if anyone's, you know, put anything in there. Yeah.
I hope so. I like this idea.
And in December, we'll sit down and talk about what brings Coggle Falls happiness.
I love it. I think we're going to need that after this whole election season to be able to get some joy and some happiness.
Joy. Joy to the world.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, guys.
No Christmas songs. It's too early.
Guess what time it is. Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts.
Oh, jeez. No. Fail.
Can't do the Steven one.
No. Come on, Steven. You guys got to go back. Maybe we should record
the ASMR him. Version.
We should just play it.
Bart's Arts.
Yeah.
Bart's Arts. Bart's choking on water.
You're not a fish, Bart. How beautiful I was singing. Every time I do it, he just gets all choked up.
He was trying to drown himself.
Tears come in his eyes.
He was like, I need to end this. I can't stand this song anymore. I'm going to try to drown myself live on the podcast. Sorry, Bart.
I have a lovely voice. I don't know what you're talking about. Sounds great in my own head.
I know that all too well.
Yeah. I'm not professionally trained either. I know that's hard to believe, but it's all natural.
No.
I know.
Not at all.
I know. I did take choir in like high school, but you know, I was very good with the apples and the oranges when, you know,
yes.
Nobody wants apples and oranges, apples and oranges.
So I'm going to start with the most important thing that everyone needs to hear.
What is it? Tell us.
On December 10th, there will be a screening of Home Alone at the Akron Civic Theater. But following that screening is a live conversation with Macaulay Culkin.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
That's kind of cool, actually. Is he going to be there or is it just like video streaming?
You know what? That's a good question.
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool.
I have never seen that movie.
I'm sorry, what?
I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never seen that movie.
Okay, we'll have to watch it.
I mean, that's one of those that you have to watch at Christmas, but you can watch it anytime.
You really can.
No.
Oh boy.
We know what his Christmas movie is.
Yes.
Okay. Now that's a call back to the article that you wrote about the whole Die Hard thing, which is not a Christmas movie.
Christmas movie.
We get to start that argument again. All our listeners will be very happy that we can start that argument soon.
Christmas movie.
He is going to be there because for people who want a VIP experience, you can get VIP tickets, which include a personal post-show photo opportunity with Culkin himself.
Mm. That's pretty cool.
How old is he now?
Oh, gosh, he's old. He has to be in his 40s, right?
At least in his 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No autographs, no selfies, just a photo op.
Oh.
I feel like a selfie is a photo op.
Yeah.
He's 44, it says in Wikipedia.
Oh, gosh.
He's a baby.
Still a baby, but still.
He probably doesn't like being called a baby, so I shouldn't say that.
I would, though. If someone said that about me, they'd be like, you're just a baby. I'd be like, thank you. You're my new best friend. Yes, it's true. I'm just a baby.
Okay. Next, also at the Civic, on October 5th at 6 p.m., Cinema at the Civic is showing Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
No.
I'm interested in that one.
Yes.
Mm-mm. No, I can't do it. I watched it once. The whole car scene and that. No.
Yes.
I'm good.
The Coggle Falls High School PTSO craft show is also happening October 5th at the high school.
Is that like high school? They sell their art or what is it?
They have many fabulous crafters and vendors. So, you know, you get an early start on your Christmas shopping.
That is fantastic. Every year I say I'm going to start it early. Every year I do not do it.
That's from 10 to 3 that day.
Okay. And that's at the high school.
That's at the high school. The current high school.
Yeah.
And finally, during the weekends of October, starting October 11th, Millennial Theater Project is presenting the Rocky Horror Show.
Chuckle, chuckle. Guffaw, guffaw.
That is one that I have never seen, and I do not want to go.
You've never seen it?
No, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it, and I do not want to go there and say that I've never seen it because.
Oh, yes, don't.
Virgin Burial.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I know enough not to say that I am a newbie if I ever go to see it. Kendall went to it. Didn't she go to it before she moved?
Yeah, I took her. Yeah, I took her out to the Kent Theater or Kent Stage when they were doing it there with a couple of her friends.
Mm-hmm. My children are more cultured than I am.
It's just a jump to the left.
And step to the right.
There you go.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week.
We have listeners?
Two.
I hope so. I haven't looked in a while.
All two.
Woo-woo!
Remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. We need to get some of those.
We do.
And you can, of course, shout those all out to us at Facebook and at our email address.
FallStreetPress@gmail.com.
Plus, do you want to write for us? Email us those as well.
Yeah.
And remember to rate and review if you enjoyed what you heard. For now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next week. And remember, check your registration and go vote.
Yes.
Vote.
Yes.
Vote.
Bye.
Later. Bye.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
You have a radio voice.
No.
If anybody's looking for a personality for your radio.
Nobody is.
Shows.
Nobody is. Nobody is.
He has a face for radio.
Yes, I do. That I do. Very much so.